See, you got to do this to me every time you come on. Okay.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Hey, this is good. Now, I want the audience to know, our global audience to know, this is not regular radio. We don't do things like regular, you know, mainstream does.
Right.
Because the whole idea is that we want to set ourselves apart to be different. Mm-hmm. We don't have interviews. We have conversations. It's just like, it's me, Bruce J, and Miss Diva Soul. We're sitting around in the living room just laughing, having fun, playing music, talking.
Playing space.
You know, it's just having an experience. That's what cultural excellence is all about. When I say cultural excellence, because in the news, what do you hear? Negative things about black people. I'm just going to say it. But guess what? There's more good than there is bad. There's bad everywhere, right? And there's a reason. There's a true reason why one culture is selected. Because they know the brilliance. Okay? You have to attack. Okay? If you're the power, you want to attack the power. The talented individuals in music, art, entertainment, business, and everything like that. So, I just love you guys. And I've got another one. Ms. Diva Soul. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right here.
Baby, babe, I got what you want. I got what you want. And baby, babe, I got what
you're always
you
doing that.
Baby, babe, I got what you want. I got what you want.
Good,
you'll never find a woman like me.
Miss Diva. So.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
I got it, man.
Man, it is too good. That is too good. That is too good. Ms. Diva Soul, hey. Producer, Bruce J, the Entertainer. Hey, cats. Man, this is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for doing that. And guess I've got a surprise for both of you coming up, too. And this is out of your, coming from your production company. All right. We'll talk about that, and I'm going to tell you. So, that last song, who wrote that, and was that a collaboration?
No, he wrote that. Bruce J. wrote that song.
Yeah, I wrote that one.
Hey, Bruce, always enjoyed our conversations on and off air, right?
Right.
Man, you're one of my favorite cats.
Thanks, man.
And we've only met like a few months ago or so, right?
Right.
But you can... you can recognize a genuine person. Everybody can recognize a genuine person. And Bruce J, you are genuine.
Thank you, man.
Man, that's my pleasure. And I mean that. I already mean that. Because you stay true to your word. If you do it, if you say you're going to do something, you'll do it. If you say you can't do it, you tell, hey, I can't do that.
That's it.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right, man.
I know exactly right. And I want to do something else. Ms. Diva Soul, did you ever imagine that you would be where you are right now?
No. Never imagined.
Okay. So when did you start singing?
12 years old.
12 years old. Was that in church?
Mm-hmm.
That was in church. Mm-hmm. No, we need more than a mm-hmm. That was in church. Okay, it was a. So, at 12 years old.
My dad had got him a group called the Rising Stars.
So. Okay, so let me tell you. Oh, no, I need to know about the energy here. So, at 12 years old, were you into that? I mean, that soulful. Were you singing or were you feeling what you were singing?
We're feeling, yeah.
You were feeling it. So, got a question. Family. Mother, father, sister, brother, aunts, uncles, were these singers also?
My mom and my dad and two of my sisters.
Are they singing now?
And, no, they're not singing now.
Okay. Well, tell them that. Next question. Can they sing?
No.
Woman, hold it. Come back. Come back to the camera. Oh, Lord. So I know you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
I'm the only one in the family. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay. I shouldn't have done that, though. Okay. Because some of your family is listening. They're looking at you right now.
They just had me up in there.
You just told the world that they can't sing. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't.
I'm the lead singer and my dad and my mama.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is absolutely incredible. When did you know that you could?
Really, at 12.
You knew you could sing at 12.
At 12.
You had that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So you were sassy at 12.
Yeah.
I love you because you're honest. Absolutely. So now.
Boyfriends and stuff running behind me. I had boyfriends. I didn't know I had boyfriends.
Okay. So.
In high school
and beyond, were you singing then? Did you sing in high school?
No.
You didn't?
No. I really didn't show my voice. I went to a birthday party and surprised the lady that I worked with. It was her birthday.
Okay.
So I showed up. She knew I could sing. And I always sung Getting What I Want from Peggy Scott.
Okay.
She could sing for me. So okay. I sung it. And then the guy walked in, Nelson, his name Nelson, my manager. And he said, oh, I got to put you in some shows.
Whoa.
So I've been singing till I got my own songs. I met Bruce, so I get my own songs out.
That is absolutely amazing. And I can tell by your demeanor that you love what you're doing. So tell us, what would you like to see your career going?
Expanding, yes. I want to be up there. I want to be up there.
Okay.
Where people love to come to see me.
If we can attribute to anything, or contribute, rather, to your success, we will do anything and everything on this network to promote you, Bruce J, and his productions. And I'm going to tell you why. This brother, and like I said, I could be on any time, and he said, Bruce J, you checking in? And I already know, because of his schedule, that he may only have 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever it is. But the point is that he takes his time to listen in. And I'm going to say something, and this is a show that I've been wanting to do. Not this one right here, but it's something else I want to do on one of my other platforms. And I want to talk about the power of numbers. And that power of numbers has to do with everything that we do in our lives. You think about this. Is there anything that you do that doesn't involve a number? Let's talk about music for a second. You have whole notes, you have half notes, quarter notes, and we can go on about that, right? Okay. And timing. Because I used to play an instrument a long time ago.
Right.
But, and in singing, there's timing coming in, isn't it?
Yeah, measures.
Measures. Thank you, Bruce. Some people have an alarm clock. And if you don't, you know, some people are late for work, but that has to do with the number. Okay? What day of the week is it? Everything that involves our life has to do with numbers. And I think if we think about that, investments or whatever it is, has to do with the number. And so what does this have to do with what we're talking about tonight? What I'm talking about tonight is that each and every one that's listening to us, please share with a friend. Because science will tell you that everybody knows at least 200 people. Let's say if there are 100 people listening to this broadcast right now, times 200. Let's say if there's 1,000 people listening to this broadcast right now. Okay? Do the numbers. So I'm asking and pleading with everyone out there, if you love what we're doing, share it with somebody. You know, subscribe to this channel. Subscribe to The Buzz. StudioW.Buzz, B-U-Z-Z. This program right here will be up on air on the website in less than 24 hours. So you can, if you missed part of it, share with somebody. StudioW.Buzz, and it will be under featured shows. Featured shows. We've got Bruce J, the entertainer. We've got Ms. Diva Soul right here, live and in living color, smiling.
Yeah.
Okay.
But can I tell you this? Can I tell you this?
Tell me, baby.
I will be performing with Jeter Jones in Lumpkin, Georgia.
Wow. Tell Jeter when. When? Okay, tell us. Give me the date. I can't see that.
June 1st. It's in Lumpkin, Georgia.
Okay. June 1st.
Yes.
And you'll be with Jeter Jones.
Jeter Jones.
Oh, I wish I could travel down because I know Jeter. I met him in person.
Well, I get to meet him for the first time, I'll tell you that.
Oh boy. That's gonna be fun. Jeter, you know what? And he's such a genuine guy. Tell him that WB said hi.
I will.
He knows me. He's been on this broadcast. Oh, and matter of fact, I met him in, I had him on the show, and then I met him in person, and I believe it was February, January, in Florence, South Carolina. Gita Jones, Sir Charles Jones, was his fat daddy. Tucker was there, and by the time I got backstage, Tucker had already left. But it was, oh my God, and there were so many other artists that I met. It was absolutely amazing. Being backstage, you know, was really cool. But no, I met Gita Jones, and Gita and Sir Charles Jones agreed to come on this network together. Gita's already been on. Sir Charles hasn't yet. But this is what this is all about, baby. We're talking about cultural excellence right here. So, hey, guys, we got a few more minutes to go. I'm going to play something by another one of your artists, your friend, and take a guess who this is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're not gonna leave anybody out. This is cultural excellence. We like to ride. Oh, I love this. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. I want the trail ride. Got my cowboy song. And my sexy hat to match. Ready to get it on. I'm looking for a cowboy. He gotta be 6'2". He gotta be thick-witted. He gotta know just what to do. He gotta know how to saddle up. Let me ride. Jump in your ATV. Let's roll from side to side. I'm a Georgia Beach. And it's going down. This is how we do it. In the dirty, dirty South. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. The party don't stop, y'all. It's time to bust a move. One monkey don't stop, no show. Let me see what you're gonna do. Call your daddy. Your auntie too. We finna play some down home blues. They gotta know how to saddle up. They gotta bust a move. Come on, auntie, shake your thing. Let me show you what you're gonna do. You can back it up to the right. You can back it up to the left. You can even do it all by yourself. We like to ride. We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. We like to ride, ride. We like to ride them things slow. Ooh. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up till we can't no more. Just giddy up to the right. And giddy up to the left. Don't matter how you giddy up, you can do it all by yourself. Just giddy up to the right. And giddy up to the left. Don't matter how you giddy up, you can do it all by yourself. We like to now ride, ride, ride. We like to ride the rain slow. Ride, ride, ride. We like to ride, ride, ride. We like to ride the rain. Ride, 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 ride. We like to
We like to ride them things slow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up now, baby. Giddy up so we can't no more. We like to ride. Ladies, have you ever had a man that told you you got that juicy fruit? Well, this guy, he told me I had it. So let me tell y'all my story. Walked in the club, what did I see? A fine, sexy man, he was over there looking at me. I said, hey, big daddy, do you want to buy? He said, hey, lady Coco, you can do whatever you like. So we started dancing, feeling his groove. I backed it up for him one time, he know I got that juicy juice. He said, hey, baby girl, me what you want to drink. Give me that Douce on the rocks, cause we gon' drink, cause I got that juicy fruit. Yeah, I got that juicy fruit, and I know he gon' like it. I got that juicy fruit. Yeah, I got that juicy. So I went to his house, y'all, for a couple of drinks. Then he had a nerd to ask me, do I want to play some two-hand spade? Hell no. Nah. I said, no, big boy, that ain't what I want to do. Let's get these drinks a rolling. I'ma show you what I'm gonna do. So I rolled it to the right, and I rolled it to the left. I rolled it so damn good, the nigga couldn't catch his breath. He said, hey, baby girl, slow down, you're moving too fast. That blue pill, baby, I'ma show you how I'm gonna last, cause I got that juicy fruit. Yeah, I got that juicy fruit, and I know he gon' like it. I got that juicy fruit. Yeah, I got that juicy. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, put one hand in the air. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, wave it around. You just don't care. Just drop it. Hey, that juicy fruit now. Then lock it. Hey, that juicy fruit. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, put one hand in the air. Ladies, if you got that juicy fruit, wave it around like you just don't care. Just drop it. Hey, that juicy fruit now. Then lock it. Georgia peach from the south. I got that juicy fruit. Ladies, we got that juicy fruit. I got that juicy fruit. Lady Coco. Juicy.
I'm just sitting here thinking about when we first met. Everything was so right. We used to spend so much time together. And now it seems like we're so far apart, like I'm drifting on a memory. I mean, I do all I can. I buy you what you want and need. I pay the bills. I give you attention.
I'm going to stop that right now because I want to bring back to the set Bruce J and Ms. Diva Soul. Bruce J, I'm going to play that song. I'm going to continue that song, but I just wanted the audience to know, I want to expose the talent that you bring to the world. What is your motivation and what is your projection?
Oh man, the love of music. That's real, man. I don't do this. You know, a lot of people say I want to be rich from this. I want this, that. I just want to leave the world with some good music, man. I love music. That's my motivation, is to put out. Man, I have over 60 songs out. And probably before I end this career, I have another 60 songs out.
Right. So that means that we got a long time here with great music.
So I can give you 60 songs by before this year end.
Wow. And we're going to play a whole bunch of them. I'm serious about that, because I want you and your production company to be a regular on this network, because I think that the music and the quality of music that you produce, man, needs to be heard. And so my objective here, our objective on this network, is to expose your music to the world, because it's really, really good music. Now, Howard Harris had mentioned something earlier about, do you produce R&B? Will you address that?
Man, I do all genres. I do R&B. Matter of fact, I had a new young lady come to me today. Her name is Muriel. She's going to be a part of Lab 101. She does R&B, and she has a little old school style mixed with new school. So she's like a little, I would say, Sade mixed with LMA.
Whoa. And you know, and judging on or hearing and appreciating your ear for talent, I'm checking out the artists that you have produced, and you and I also talked about that you have many artists that you want to expose to this network.
Right.
And
yes,
I want you to know, you have a platform.
Thank you.
No, I'm serious about that, man. We're brothers right now. You're in the Buzz Mafia. You're in the Buzz Mafia, man, because I love everything that you produce, love your music, and I just get inspired when I speak to you. Where does your inspiration come from?
Just the love of music, man, because like going back to what I was saying about me when I was a kid, when I didn't have sight, what gave me sight was being able to listen to music, because hearing what everybody else saw gave me vision. So I'm still embraced by what I felt then. Now, as far as music being such a instrumental part of my life, I listen to all genres. There's no music I won't listen to. You know, some people, they come up, I only listen to this. Man, I get so much inspiration listening to country, to rock, to reggae, to pop, calypso. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, man. I just love music. Mm-hmm. And I'm inspired by it. And I feel like music opened the doors to so many avenues in your life, man. It's like it heal wounds, man. It speak to you when don't nobody else want to talk to you. it's awesome.
Man, that's a lyric right there. That's a lyric right there, bro.
Lyric.
It speaks to you when no one else want to talk to you. And write it down. No, man, that's a bad hook, dude.
Yeah.
Speak to you when no one else wants to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
No, man, look. You know, it's a matter of fact, in our culture, it's amazing how we can do things on the fly. You know, someone, you or one of your partners, somebody will say something, you say, whoa, that's an idea there.
Right.
And that's how we've been building for beginning of time. It is absolutely amazing. There's so many things I wanted to speak to you. I tell you what, let's talk right after this one.
Okay.
Can I get a witness?
Ooh, yeah. Somebody know it. I'd rather be alone instead of being with someone wrong. Anybody feel this? Anybody feel this? Sometime everything seems to be all right. Won't it change overnight?
trying to give for your love, and they can't give it back. And then you realize there's nothing you can do about that. I'd rather be alone, ooh, instead of being with someone. Oh yeah, I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. I'd rather be alone, ooh, instead of being with someone wrong. Anybody feel this? Anybody feel what I'm talking about?
You know, it's tough loving somebody and not receiving what you're giving. It's funny how we run to people sometimes that only walk back to us. Really? I'd rather be alone.
Rather be alone. Bruce J. The Entertainer. You know, I apologize. If anyone heard me singing in the background, I mean, just, you know, because I'm just loving, I just love this man's music. I know what you do, Bruce J. It is absolutely incredible. Hey, brother. Wow. I can't believe we have about 6-7 minutes left to go in this broadcast. What would you like to say to the audience? And also about your recent conversation, like right now on this network.
Well, first off, I just want to say thank you. This is a mutual situation, man. I'm feeling you as much as you're feeling me. And I have a lot of love and respect for what you're doing because it's not easy. But you're thinking about people that sometimes don't think about nobody else but themselves. So I have a lot of respect for you on that. As far as everybody else, hey, I am Bruce J. Contact me on Facebook. If anybody need, I don't consider myself a person that does tracks. I consider myself a person that do music, because there's a difference to me.
That is.
When I'm playing, it, man, it's coming from my heart, my soul. And to me, you know, when sometimes when people say, man, I like that track, I'm like, man, that ain't a track, that's music. Mm-hmm. And man, music, man, it heals, man. And it's a big part. And you can follow me on Facebook. And every Sunday night, 8:00, I'm live playing my music. And you can contact me, and if you heard something you like, just let me know. So I try to keep, I just started doing that about 2 weeks ago, just trying different ways to promote myself, man, because other than just being a musician, I've been writing all my life. See, I've only been singing for, you know, a few years. I really didn't embrace singing like that. But I started doing gospel, and then I started doing what I do now. But I've just been a musician all my life. That's what I love doing.
Got a question.
Yes, sir.
So the song that we just heard.
Yeah.
That was you singing.
That's it.
Okay. Hey, bro. I got it. So when did you start singing? Because all what I've heard so far is that mostly you've been a musician And God knows we need brilliant musicians as yourself. So when did you know that you could sing?
Well, I felt like I've always could a little bit because I grew up in my family gospel group just like she did. I've been performing on stage since I was seven up to now, you know. Plus the fact that I am a minister of music at my church. Me and Derek have a lot of similarities. And we were just recently on the show together too, Derek the Changeman Smith.
Yeah.
We got a lot in common. But that's what I do, man. I embrace a lot of stuff around me. Being a minister, what I do, man, it means so much to me. And I try to do stuff to inspire people to add to this world because we got so much to take away from the world.
Mm-hmm.
News take away, and so many things are just shown to actually show that we're not doing what we're doing sometime. And it means so much to me to be able to put out positive vibes, positive feelings, and some positive songs, and to keep love going, man. Love, you know, love is very important to me. And the love that I put in my music, I also try to put in my words too. And I think that a lot of people go through stuff sometime, and they need to know that they're not the only ones going through that, because depression is real. And that's why I did that song. I'd rather be alone than be with somebody wrong, because see, somebody out there thinking they're the only person feeling like that. So I put that song out to let you know you're not alone. That's real.
That's exactly right. I'm going to ask you a question. I have some other platforms that I do on this network. We've got Monday Night Madness. I think you've been on that. Cultural Excellence. I think you've been on that. Not sure what you've been on, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Yeah, I did the Mad Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a character.
Yes, he is. And I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him because...
You let him know I said that he is... He is a character.
And he is. And you know what? One of the best people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, he seems very genuine.
He is, man. Just a great, great guy, right? Right. Also, I want to invite you on some of the other of shows, too. Okay. I do a show called The Boomerang on Sundays.
Right. Okay.
And that starts at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
Okay. And we switch it up. We talk about everything from mental health to education, voting, human rights, our protecting our children.
Right.
Across the gamut. And also sometimes we talk about music and the influence that music has on the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people realize it, that what they listen to also may have an effect on how they act or react to certain situations.
Right.
You listen to smooth jazz, your body, your vibrations, you react a certain way. You listen to some upbeat dance music, your body's going to act a different way.
Right.
You listen to a sad song, you get the picture here.
Right.
And I would love for you to come on some of our other platforms. And because, anytime. Hey, brother.
Anytime. If I got the availability, you got me.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Anything you want to share with the audience, we out of time. We out of time. How they can contact you, anything that you want to.
lab101snp@gmail.com. That's my email, lab101snp@gmail.com. You can reach me there. You can just reach out, tell me what you need. It might just be a song, it might be some music, it might be some words, whatever. I try to help people always that, you know, I can, man. I tell people, you know, everything start with a dream. So let me make it your reality.
I love it. Man, you're an amazing brother, man. I'm so glad that we met. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
And I'm also on all platforms. So, you know, from Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, everything. All they got to look up is Bruce J. All my music is there. I have, oh man, like I said, over 60 songs, man. I'm hoping I can share more with you because my songs go a lot of different ways. And I just think the world should hear it. It's pretty good. I love it. I put my soul and my heart into it as much as I do with other artists like Deepa Soul and some more artists I have coming. I have an artist, C. Ross. Man, when you hear this guy and what we're doing, oh man, it's going to blow you, man, because I get to produce other people sometime and express myself in other ways because I don't want everybody to sound alike. Everybody have their own individual personality. So when you hear this guy and hear what we write together, man, it's going to blow your mind.
I want it. I need it. Let's do it. Hey, bro, you have the platform right here.
I definitely be reaching out. I'm going to have to tell this guy, look, I know you be driving, but pull over. We need you on here. Just pull over. They going to get it when they get it, but you got to get this right now.
Hey, bro, man, all power to you, my friend. We will be talking off air. You know that real soon. Matter of fact, I'll probably give you a call tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, hey, that's no problem, man. Oh, blessing to you and everybody around you, man.
Hey, man, thank you so much, my friend. That means a lot. The energy is real, okay? The energy is real. Bruce J., Ms. Deepa Soul, this has been Cultural Excellence on the Buzz. I've got to play this guy right here going out. Yeah. This is Bama Boy Tootsie. Hey, enjoy your night, ladies and gentlemen. Cultural Excellence on the Buzz. All right, brother.
Hey, ooh, girl, that's the move, girl. Got me sprung out on you. Hey, ooh, girl, I can't lose you, girl. I don't know what I might do. Baby, your love, it got me going in circles. Going under. Hey, all I need is you. I don't want nobody else. No. Don't know what I might do if I can't have you to myself. Days a week, be my sexy baby.
want you just for me. You don't need no Jody, I'm all you ever need. I want you to be 7 days a week. Be my sexy baby. Yeah, I want you to be 7 days a week. Be my sexy baby. Yeah. Baby, I could give you the world and everything. A house on the hill, even a diamond ring. I can love you like no other. Against the world, my sexy baby. I want you to be 7 days a week. Be my sexy baby. Yeah. I want you to be 7 days a week. Be my sexy baby. Yeah. The way your body moves, it drives me wild. I love everything, everything you do to me. It's you and me forever, my sexy baby. I want you to be 7 days a week. Be my sexy baby. Yeah. I want you to be 7 days a week. Be my sexy baby. Yeah.
They say. Hey, yeah. Our friends took the sun. Yeah. Yeah.
let me be your alibi. Sweet lady, can you be? Oh, babe, can you be my alibi? Sweet babe, can you be? Oh, babe, can you be my alibi? Sweet babe.
You're like a ball in a chain, and I can't get away from you. You know, a songwriter once told me that if I should ever find myself awakened in the wee wee hours of the night, to simply think of the one that I love, pick up a pencil and a piece of paper and just sit down and begin to write.